Self-improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of the series Self-Improvement, where Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have been looking at causes and factors which may demoralize us, which may affect the way we think, the way our heart and soul behave, and what can we do to rectify it? How can we keep them on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the path to righteousness, the path to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And one of those important element is how to amend one's heart. So inshallah azza wa jal, we'll listen about that in this episode. But as always, before we delve into our topic, we'll inshallah azza wa jal remind ourselves of the excellence of rescinding salat upon the most glorious, the ultimate and final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who said, whoever recites salat upon me 3 times during the day and night due to love and yearning for me, Allah will most definitely forgive their sins of that night and day. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So nowadays the times have modernized and there are no blackboards anymore. We go to class and there are now PowerPoint presentations. We have tablets, we can use stylus on our smartphones. The times have moved on. But imagine a time when people were still using ink pens or ink to write on a slate, on a board, and they would need to then clean that slate to write the next piece, whatever they needed to do. And that's how they would reuse it. And there was a student of a grand muhaddis, Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. So he had a slate, he would write his lessons down with ink. And one day, as he tried to wash it away so that he could reuse it to write the next lesson, the ink would not wash away. It would not go. So he then took some rope, drenched it in water, covered it with some dust, and then ultimately, with the water and the dust combining, it becomes solid. And then he used that along with the water to scrub away the ink. Now the person nearby, he watched the boy doing this and said, why are you scrubbing your slate with this rope? You know, this piece of rope which you've used and you've gone to all this effort. And the student says that the ink had so firmly set to the slate, it just wouldn't wash away. And then I used the rope to remove that. And the person quizzed him and said, can you wash away ink using a rope? And the young student, he was quite intelligent. So he responded immediately. He said, yes, think about it. We tie a rope to a bucket, lower it into the well for the water. And again, you know, not all of us may be aware, as alhamdulillah, those who get constant water supply through taps and through filters. But obviously there are still places in the world where we need wells. We need to be dug in the earth so that the water can be drawn up for us to drink for our daily use. So on one hand, we need to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for providing us with easy access to water. But also we need to spend a moment to think about those brothers and sisters who are in far-flung parts of the world and so dependent on these wells to get the water supply. And thanks to the Faizan Global Relief Foundation, Welfare Department of Dawat-e-Islami, which alhamdulillah goes to these the most innermost deserts in Pakistan, in countries around the world, to help dig the wells. So I would urge all my viewers of Madani channel, if you have not done so far, then donate generously to this cause. To contact the local FGRF, go to dawatislami.net website and use that to help dig a well. And if that, inshallah, Zawajal, would be a great way to serve the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to help them achieve clean water, which is one of the basic necessities of human life. And if we can help achieve that for our brothers around the world through FGRF, through Dawat-e-Islami, then inshallah it will be a great source of rahmah, it will be a great source of sadaqah. So I've deviated for a moment. So the way well works is that you dig a hole deep into the earth until the water appears, and then you would need a bucket and tie it to a rope so that you can drop it and then pull the water out. So the student says, yeah, think about it. If you tie a rope to a bucket, lower into the well for water, and after a while, the rope leaves a groove on the side of it. So obviously when you are pulling it against the edge of the wall of the well, and then the rope as it cuts into the stone, so you can see the groove which is left because of the constant up and down movement of the push and pull on that rope. So the student said, so the way the rope can actually dig a groove in a brick wall, in the edge of the wall, then why can't it scrub away the ink? And the person said, but the rope will only leave a groove in the rock after a long time has passed. You know, you will have to do it for significant amount of time to be able to do that. And then this, what does student say? He says, a groove is formed by pulling the rope. If the rope is not pulled, a groove will not form in the rock, even if centuries pass by. And the student then began to offer this person advice and said, I have given you a subtle hint. If you think this example over, the darkness of your heart will also be washed away. That's the beauty of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this, the students of deen of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant long life with iman and afiyah to our grand shaykh Amir Ahlus Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah, who has created this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, that today, thanks to Dawat-e-Islami, we have our own production of scholars. We have our own students who are learning, who are doing Dars-e-Nizami, who are admitted to Islamic universities all around the world, and they are becoming scholars, alhamdulillah. When we sit in the company of scholars, when we get our own children to become scholars, then this is what we are actually doing for them. We are making them like this student who is telling such a mystic statement using an example, and he's using that to help person reform the matters of the hereafter, matters of the heart. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So, and the person now asks, wait, is there darkness in my heart? How, what do you mean by all of that? And what does he say? Allahu Akbar. The student says, is there a color for darkness? And the person says, black. And the student says, uncle, tell me, is there anything darker or blacker than sin? Allahu Akbar. The person was shaken to the core after hearing this, and he began to cry uncontrollably in regret. And the student said, you now have the cure by which you can clean your heart. These are your tears of regret. They wash away sins and purify the heart. Proof for this is found in a hadith of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he explained, tears shall certainly extinguish an ocean of fire on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What a great admonitory lesson for us. Through simple examples, the story started with washing the ink away, and then it ended up with how to wash one heart of the sins, which are the most, the blackest, the darkest in the history of a human, in our lives, in our careers. There is nothing worse, there is nothing darker than the darkness of the sin which is enveloping our heart. And the student is teaching us, if you want to wash that away, then what do we need? We need those tears of regret. We need those tears of shame. That's what would help achieve that. So if we want our heart to sparkle with the kalim of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, if we want our heart to sparkle with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then what do we need to do? We need to get on this journey of self-improvement. We need to amend our heart. We need to rectify our heart. We need to cleanse it. And the cleansing of our heart from the sin is a religious necessity. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam says, Ala wa inna fil jasadi mudghatan idha salahat salahal jasadu kullu wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu ala wa hiya al qalb. Come to know, there is indeed a piece of flesh in the body. If it becomes good, the entire body becomes good. And if it is corrupt, the entire body becomes corrupt. Come to know that piece of flesh is the heart. As narrated by the companion, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam once said to someone, Da ma jaribuka ila ma la jaribuk. Abandon what disturbs your heart for that which does not. The person said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I identify what disturbs my heart? The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam instructed, when you are to do something, place your hand upon your chest and observe. Indeed, the heart quivers and beats speedily upon haram, yet is tranquil upon that which is halal. Allahu Akbar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has placed this special quality in our hearts. They begin to beat faster if we are about to do something wrong. Think about it, my dear viewers of Madani channel. The last time when we tried to hide ourselves in the room upstairs, last time when we tried to hide ourselves in the isolation of our room, in the isolation of our own company, when we thought there was no one there, when we were trying to hide ourselves from others, and we tried to do something, we tried to, ma'azallah, watch something which is impermissible, when we tried to commit haram through our eyes, when we tried to listen to haram through our ears, when we tried to commit those acts which displease Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask your heart. Think about that moment. What did our heart do? It was racing. Allahu Akbar. Some of us, what is that? Is it the panic? Is it the risk of getting caught? Is it the risk of being identified? Is it the risk of fearing the people, parents, friends, maybe elder brother? Or is it actually my heart which still has a sliver of faith, and that's why it is racing, because it's reminding me that what you are going to do is wrong. Shaykh Abu Ali al-Daqqaq rahmatullahi ta'ala says, when Harith al-Muhasibi rahmatullahi ta'ala would unknowingly extend his hand towards doubtful food. Remember, my dear viewers of Madani channel, not talking about haram food, but doubtful, mushtabah, doubtful food. A vein in his finger would begin to throb. In this way, he would become aware of that food not being from fully halal. He was once invited to eat by someone who respected him. He accepted the invitation, seeking to make the host happy. He took a bite of food, chewed it, but for some reason could not swallow it. After some time, he took the food out of his mouth, later found out that there was some doubt as to whether the food was from halal or haram. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, imagine, that is the state of Iman too. Here we are committing sins upon sins, committing crimes against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we don't feel that quiver in our heart. We don't feel our pulse racing. We don't feel any of that. Could it be because our heart has turned dark? And that's the darkest and the most loneliest of places. But the friends of Allah, look, even their body parts tell them there is something wrong with this. Allahu Akbar. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declares in the glorious Quran, وَلَا يَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And they, the Muslims, should not become like those who were given the book before. And when the term was prolonged upon them, Their hearts therefore became hard. And this verse Allah describes how previous nations were given a holy book, yet their hearts still became hard from fleeting and unrealistic hopes. He Azza wa Jal is instructing Muslims to not be like those previous people of the book. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the hard-hearted is the furthest of people from Allah. And Sayyidina Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala noted, from all punishments administered to man, the gravest is their heart being made hard. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani channel, look, all of these sayings, they are teaching us about the attributes of the heart. They're teaching us, if we continue on this path to destruction, this path to sin, this path of displeasure, we are doing what is devastating for our heart. We're enveloping our heart with darkness. We are covering it with veil of darkness. And the risk is massive, because that person is getting away from the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then why do we need to look after our hearts? Why we need to amend it? Why we need to use it to help improve ourselves? Let's listen to the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith from Sahih Muslim. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, indeed Allah does not look to your bodies nor appearances, but instead He looks to your hearts. Allahu Akbar. Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he writes, Minhajul Abidin, famous book, in that he writes, this hadith highlights how one's heart is what Allah looks upon. Astonishing is the person who decorates and purifies his outward for others to not see visible shortcomings upon him, yet does not ensure to purify his heart, the latter of which is looked at by Allah Himself. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We want to wear the best of clothes. We want to wear the best of perfumes. We want to look nice. We want to feel nice. We want to look acceptable in our community, in our society. We have these false, fake standards which we are trying to maintain. All why? The others are impressed by my riches, by my wealth, by my choice. That's what we want. But what am I doing to actually purify, amend my heart, which is looked at by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah ta'ala does not look at our bodies nor appearances. He looks at our hearts. That's what we need to think about. So we have tidied our clothes. We have cleansed our homes. We have beautified our surroundings. We have put fragrance to our worldly places of residence. We have done all of that. But what we have not corrected, what we have not rectified, what we have not addressed is our heart. The heart, which is the place which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks at. Our hearts are dirty. Our hearts are covered with darkness. Our hearts are covered with sins. The heart is getting harder and darker, and it's getting deeper and deeper into this bottomless pit of displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not doing anything about it. I'm not worried about it. I'm not anxious about it. I'm not doing anything to rectify it. Allahu Akbar. Then what's the risk? As we've already heard, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said in the glorious Quran, فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. And when the term was prolonged upon them, their hearts therefore became hard. Allahu Akbar. So unrealistic, fleeting, misplaced hopes, they're a barrier to righteous acts. They're the root of all evils. It's an incurable disease which leads to many more. We end up procrastinating, lazy in good deeds, and we cause our heart to fall into negligence. Love of this world, it continues to grow inside. And it's like grows inside us like a cancer. And somehow it helps harbor all these long hopes in our heart. Our life is too long. We have plenty of time. Don't worry. And that those long, unrealistic hopes, this is taking us away from the path to righteousness. This is taking us away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we don't address this, then the risk is that we are, if we lose this battle, if we let our heart go awry, if we let our heart go on this path which is the path to destruction, to devastation, then we need to be cautious, we need to be mindful, we need to be worried that would there be a path of return? Or am I pushing myself to the path of no return? My dear viewers of Madani Channel, if we don't do something, if we don't put into place mechanisms to protect our heart, to cleanse our heart, to amend our heart, this is a serious ailment. This is a serious illness. And the risk is that it could take us away from the rahmah of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so rapidly. We could be indulged in ourselves, in the desires, in this whole path of thinking that I have plenty of time and I can do this, but these are all webs of shaitan. These are all ill-advised pieces from our own nafs, and that's what we need to address. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, now is the time to do something about it. Now is the time to engage with our heart, to get ahead, to try and get into this battle with one and only purpose, and that is to remove all the veils of darkness, remove all the veils of hardness, and try and address it in a way which pleases Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How would we do that? We would do that by following the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will do that by following the way given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then inshallah azza wa jal, if we want to stay steadfast on this journey of self-improvement, of amending our heart, of correcting our soul, then what we need to do is to adhere to the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Stick to it, try and sustain oneself, our children, everyone, and try and amalgamate our daily routines in the way Dawat-e-Islami, Amir Ahl-Sunnah, has given us this framework in the form of righteous deeds. Try and amalgamate our ways in those questions, replies to those questions. And inshallah azza wa jal, that will then help us change our destiny. It will help us change our way. And inshallah, it will help us amend our heart and bring us close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala keep us steadfast in our intention and in our process of reforming and improving ourselves. Ameen. Bijah al-Nabi jil-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
Self improvement, transform the self, let virtue shine. Transform the self, let virtue shine. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns. In the path of Islam, the soul aligns.